Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Slave Auction Block Memorial. It is being planned in Fredericksburg, and we are going to talk about it this morning with the person to talk to it about. Gayla Sims is here this morning. It's a project, Gayla, you have worked on for a long time. Good morning. It's great to have you in studio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
This is an issue that, well, we go all the way back to the slave auction block itself when it was still sitting at Charles and William Streets, and it was a slave auction block that really got you to Fredericksburg.
It absolutely was. You know, I credit Vice Mayor Charlie L. Fry Jr. a lot, my buddy, because he is the one who, asked City Council to move the auction block in 2017. And then in 2019, when they voted again to move it, they partnered with the museum to create my position. So the auction block is why I'm here.
Yeah, you did a great what's now at the museum. Just the write up and the explanation on it is just fabulous.
Thank you.
And this is the next step. And I remember you telling me that this was something that you thought you were going to be working on. But before, it wasn't as though you just decided, well, we're going to have this. You spent a year or two kind of feeling out the community on whether is this something the community wanted.
Yes, I was very careful because even though it was on the MOU between the city and the museum for the creation of my position to create a memorial at that corner, I wanted to make sure that the community actually wanted it. Mm. I didn't want to put something there if people were like, no, we are done with this conversation. We don't want to talk about it anymore. Let's move on. But I talked to a lot of people in that first year that I was here, and all of them wanted something there. They didn't feel like right now there's enough. And so it was only after, you know, I had all those conversations that we made that decision to move forward with creating a plan.
Well, you and I a few weeks ago stood out there on a very cold day and did a video and talked about it. And it does feel when you're there, because I haven't been over there much since it went away, but to look at it and just there is something. It's a historic spot, and it needs more than just a panel there with a picture.
I agree, and you know, I think the panel has been a great kind of interim solution. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that it's there, but it needs more. The story of the auction block is so big. Obviously, the sales that took place there, that is a significant period of time, but it's also about Fredericksburg. It's about community. It's about people listening to each other and coming together. It's about the city actually kind of responding to Black community members and what they asked for. And so it's this huge story, and it's a quintessential Fredericksburg story. And I really think that it needs to be commemorated in a bigger way. I know not everyone agrees, but I am hopeful that when people see the plan and talk with us about what we're doing, they understand our intentions.
And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about the plan, and there really are still chances for the community to weigh in on this and talk about it. And we'll talk about that. I've always thought, as far as the slave auction block, I learned so much from John Hennessy when he was at the Park Service, mm-hmm. and you about talking about how there are not many places in America that we can document that these kinds of things happened, and to have the block, you know, to actually have it, it is a unique place.
It absolutely is, and I think what the auction block represents is it's very essentially Fredericksburg. It's very important to this place. It's grounded in this community, but it also represents so many other important stories across the country. And you know, I study auctions and sales. I study the history of slavery, and there are very few spots left that we know where sales and auctions took place. In New Orleans, that was like the center of the slave trade in the Deep South, and the space that they used doesn't have anything right now. There's no commemoration. There's no plaque. It's a hotel. I actually went last year to go try to find if there's anything, and there's no commemoration there.
Nothing.
Nothing. And not to judge New Orleans, you know, they have their own stuff going on, but I feel like it is very special that Fredericksburg has made this commitment to telling this story, and it's not going to be like anything else that exists.
Well, and the other thing that makes it so unique is the whole John Washington story. Mm-hmm. And that book is so powerful. Mm-hmm. To read it and understand just the horrors of slavery, and to have a marker with that downtown, you know, not too far away from where this memorial is going to be. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things that really tell the story, and you can learn a lot about slavery just in these couple of places.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, Fredericksburg has a lot of memorials and commemorations, and there's a lot of important people and important moments that are commemorated across the city's landscape. But right now there's not a ton about this specific incident, about the auction block itself. And so I think it's really important to commemorate it, and we have been extremely careful in how we've gone about doing the development of the project and getting community feedback, which I know we'll talk about in a little bit. But I'm just really hopeful that people come into the process with an open mind, and they feel like they have a stake in this entire kind of situation.
Well, it's so interesting as we even talk about this, and you mentioned it just a second ago, because usually on these kinds of things, it's just like, yes, we're gonna tell the story, and to even say, I know there are some people, you know, that don't want us to do anything, and so it is a sense, you know, I'm sure you've heard from those, and that's why you would say something like that.
Absolutely, I've heard from people, and I respect their opinions. You know, I respect the opinion of every single person in Fredericksburg. You know that I know I'm not from here, and I'm very careful about how I interact with community members. But a lot of people do need something there. And I think overall, this will be very good for Fredericksburg. It'll be good for Fredericksburg in terms of community, in terms of coming together, in terms of conversations. But I also think this will be a draw for other people around the country. I think, not to sound crass, I think this might be a boon to Fredericksburg tourism, actually. That's not the intention, of course. The intention is to honor the auction block and the people who experienced it. But this is such a unique project that I think it will attract a lot of attention and overall support Fredericksburg, you know, in the present and the future.
Yeah. Gayla Sims here this morning. We're talking about the Slave Auction Block Memorial that is being planned for downtown Fredericksburg. We'll take a break and continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Gayla Sims in this morning as we talk about the Slave Auction Block Memorial that is being planned for Charles and William Streets in downtown Fredericksburg. The other night, you had a virtual meeting that I sat in on, and it was fascinating. I was telling you, it was one of the best. It was the best virtual meeting I have ever been to, because sometimes virtual meetings don't always go well. And as I'm watching it, I am thinking, this is a Gayla Sims production.
It wasn't. I mean, it was, but it wasn't. I contacted Shiloh Baptist Church news site several months ago, and I asked them if we might be able to present to their congregation about this project, obviously recognizing how important both Shiloh Baptist churches are in Black community here. And after some back and forth, Pastor Thomas, who I think is relatively new and is a wonderful human, just so wonderful and so kind and so nice, he was just really generous, and he said, yeah, this is how we'll do it. We'll host the Zoom, we'll get everything ready, and then you guys show up and present. And so, you know, he publicized it to his congregation. We had 50 people on the Zoom, which is very impressive.
Yes, on a Wednesday night, mm-hmm. I thought that this is, there are a lot of people interested in this topic.
Absolutely. And, you know, there were some faces I knew and some I didn't. And that's really important to me. You know, I have a great network in this community, But I don't know everyone as much as I try. And so it always makes me happy when I see people I don't know show up to things, because that means that our word is spreading, that people are hearing stuff even outside of my immediate network. And so it went super well. Everyone was incredibly generous with their time, and we're feeling really good. The Auction Block team is feeling really good, which is me, Eto Odetigbe, who is the lead designer, the artist who's working on it, and then, of course, Kate Schwartz, who is with the city of Fredericksburg. So all three of us are feeling very happy and hopeful that things will continue in a positive way.
I watched it, and I came away, and I haven't had a chance. I'm going to pull some things out of there and put a little feature together. And I thought, this is really – it was really an in-depth kind of look. And you continue to ask for and take public comments. You're looking for people on all sides to
absolutely
come up with you know, their feelings.
Absolutely. That is the core of the project. Anyone who knows the way that I work knows that it's not about me. It's about the community.
Yeah.
And so we have been incredibly intentional about soliciting community feedback. This series of public presentations that we're doing this month comes after months of smaller group presentations. So we have had probably 10 smaller gatherings with community stakeholders, which range from just a meeting with, you know, three or four people to, I think our largest one was 30 people. And it's everybody. It's white folks, it's Black folks, it's Latinx folks, it's indigenous folks, it's everybody in the community that we've tried to bring in. And of course, I really value the perspective of African-American community members, who are also not a monolith. Everyone has different ideas.
Yeah.
But I want everyone to feel like they're part of this project, because it's not just about Black history, it's about Fredericksburg's history.
So this coming Monday, the 12th, is the next, and you've got a couple of opportunities on a couple of opportunities on Monday to weigh in on this.
Yes. So Eto, our artist, is based in Brooklyn, and I am trying to be very mindful of the fact that he has children and a full-time job up there. So I try not to make him come down here too often. And so we've scheduled two public presentations on Monday, January 12th. They are both in person. So we were very mindful of having two virtual and two in-person presentations.
Yeah.
I know people process things differently. Some people are less mobile and can't kind of get to places. So the Monday presentations are both in person. There's one at 4 p.m. at the Fredericksburg branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. And then there's another one at 7 p.m. at James Monroe High School in the auditorium. And so we try to do different times so that people who are working can come to the 7 p.m. one. People who are retired might be able to come to the 4 p.m. one. We want to make sure as many people can access this information as possible. And we are still soliciting comments and questions. People can show up to those in-person meetings. We also have another virtual meeting on January 20th. That one will be at 7 p.m. and it is hosted by the city of Fredericksburg. And then we also have a public email address, which is auctionblockmemorial@fredericksburg.gov. And that is where people can email us if they have longer questions, if they'd like to see additional information, if they want to meet with us one-on-one, they can email us there and get a hold of us. I mean, a lot of people in town have my cell phone number, so people can also call me or text me. But for those of you who don't, we want to make sure that it's easy for you to send in your feedback if you'd like.
By the end of this, in the last, the last one is again on March the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have had between the meetings just preceding these, you'll have met, like you said, you've had a lot of meetings before this, and then these, you really will have a lot of feedback to work from.
Oh my gosh, I've always joked that if I could personally reach every person in Virginia, I would. But I can't do that. So we've tried so hard to make sure we reach as many people as possible. And it's really funny because other people in the community joke with me. They're like, Eto must hate you because all you do is send him more meeting invites. And Eto thinks it's really funny. He's like, no, I love meeting Fredericksburg community members. I love talking with them. He learns so much from the people that we have hung out with. And so I don't think he hates me. If he does, he hasn't told me that explicitly. But we have certainly done our due diligence. No one can say that we haven't done that.
And you invited me to a meeting, I think it was in December. Mm-hmm. It was the end of the year, and it was just in a city office, mm-hmm. one of the city offices. And there were about 25, 30 people in there. And it was so interesting because as people made comments, Edo seems really interested in everyone's comments, you know, positive or negative, or, you know, have you thought about this and mm-hmm. this kind of thing. And these meetings really are the kind, I mean, you don't have to be afraid if you think something does not fit.
Tell
you
us.
You can say it.
Yep, absolutely. So he's a really famous artist. He's internationally renowned. He's done big public installations all over the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, we picked him. The selection committee voted for him and his team unanimously because we could sense, even from his proposal and the early interview, that he was really open to feedback. It would have been so much more difficult to get this project done if the artist himself wasn't as interested in actual conversation.
Yeah.
And so I am incredibly grateful to him. I owe him, like, I don't know, a giant cake or something. Just to say thank you for being so responsive to feedback. And we haven't talked about this a lot in public, but we actually had a previous concept that he worked up earlier than the one that we have now. And we showed it to a small group of mostly African-American community members, and they didn't like it. I loved it. They didn't like it. And instead of being kind of grumpy about it, Eto was just like, cool, let me try again. And so this concept that we have now is our second version. And all the people who didn't like the first one, we've made sure that they see this one, and they have been way more positive about this one. And so I hope that our community knows we are taking this seriously.
Isn't that interesting? Because especially in that kind of thing, especially when you have an artist mm-hmm. who is renowned mm-hmm. and has done things and even sort of has an idea of this area, having done a memorial at UVA.
Mm-hmm.
So he does know Virginia in this area. That's interesting
mm-hmm.
that he didn't just say, fine, you don't like it? Go find another artist.
Yeah, no.
That says a lot about him.
He is fantastic. He is absolutely the best person
yeah.
for his job. And yeah, I was worried after that meeting because what I have always tried to keep in mind throughout all of my work is that it's not about me. It's about
right.
y'all. It's about the community here.
Yeah.
I am the kind of spokesperson for it. I'm the kind of background facilitator, but it's about the community. And so the fact that Eto understands that and kind of can set his ego aside and just be
yeah.
like, okay, this is not about me. This is about Fredericksburg. It's very helpful for me, but it's also just beautiful to witness.
Wow. Well, and you've been involved in some big things, whether it was doing the auction block over at the museum, or the Living Legacies around this, you know, that opened last spring, which is just a wonderful, and a plug for that. You need to go see that if you want to learn about. So you have you know the area.
I really do. It's so funny, you know, I'm coming up on 4 years here, and people are like, oh, that's so short in the span of Fredericksburg's history, which it absolutely is. But I'm a thorough person, and so I have studied this place. I have read almost every book that has ever been written about Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
I've read every article. I've looked through everyone's Facebook. Not really, but some people. And so I recognize, of course, always that I'm not from here, and I don't get to speak for Fredericksburg. But I think most people in town understand that I have absorbed as much as possible about this place, and that I take my role here incredibly seriously, and that I'm very thorough in how I prepare.
Yeah, and so we're seeing that with this.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. My biggest fear is that somebody, you know, we install this thing and we open it, and people are like, we had no idea this was coming. And of course, that's going to happen
right.
because I cannot physically go talk to every single person in this entire city. But I don't want that to happen. I want as many people as possible to know it's coming, to feel like they're part of it, and to be excited about its installation.
Yeah, no, and it's when we come back, we'll talk about what it's going to look like at that corner, because that's the other thing that's really exciting, that it really will transform that part of the city when it goes in.
It absolutely will. I'm really excited to share with you our plans.
And we're going to do that when we come back. Gayla Sims here this morning. The Slave Auction Block Memorial is our focus this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. More on the way as we roll along. It is now 8:29.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Gayla Sims in this morning. The Slave Auction Block Memorial is our focus. It is so good to have you here this morning, Gayla. I have missed talking with you about this, and there's in the days ahead, there's much more to talk about as this all comes about. Do you have like a timeline of when you think maybe, or we're going to talk about what it's going to look like in a mm-hmm. second, but as these meetings, because it'll be pretty significant once you get through these meetings, and then you can put things together just in the back of your mind, or you're thinking, I'd like to have this done by.
Yes. So we don't have a solid timeline.
Yeah.
The way that I work is I throw all of my focus into the stage we're at. And so I try not to look too far ahead because I want to make sure that I'm giving this moment as much of me as I can. So the way that we're thinking about it right now is this January, we're doing the public presentations.
Yeah.
And then in March, we will present the kind of final design. I am doing quotation marks.
Right.
Because, you know, of course, there's always things that are going to be moving around. But the kind of final design we'll present to City Council in March. And our next big step is the engineering phase. So I'm not really as involved in this phase. This is mostly Eto and the city. But they're hiring a structural engineer to make sure that, you know, we can actually install the plan that we have and that it will be safe and that it will be immobile and all of the important things. And then after that, we will be, kind of simultaneously with engineering, we'll be fundraising. So as of right now, we haven't been focused on fundraising because we wanted to get the concept ready.
Sure.
So that we can kind of share it out as we're speaking to grant-making authorities or private people who want to contribute. So the fundraising piece will come next. And then, of course, we're going to talk about it, but we're going to be doing some significant changes to that intersection. And so the city of Fredericksburg has applied to a VDOT grant to do those improvements at the intersection. We won't hear about that till the summer. So in theory, if we get that grant, we could be doing the intersection updates at the same time as the actual memorial is being fabricated.
Okay.
And then our hope is to do installation in 2027. The way that I'm thinking about it is Fredericksburg's 300th birthday is coming up in 2028.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to celebrate our city. And this installation will be in place before 2028 so that it can be incorporated in those celebrations.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we're moving along. That is exciting. So, I've seen some of the drawings and heard some of the talks. This is going to really change that area for the better. So talk about it, because there are a couple, whether it's raising the street or mm-hmm. just the memorial itself. There are a number of pieces to this mm-hmm. that are pretty exciting.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to make it clear that Eto is better talking about this than I am. So if you want to really see it and really understand it, please come to these public presentations, because I am a poor communicator of this part, but I'm going to do my best. So there are three components to the memorial installation. The first thing is that we are indeed changing that intersection. Not horribly so. It's not going to make anyone's life terrible, I promise. But our intention is to bump out the sidewalk on each corner of the intersection and then raise the intersection itself just a little bit higher so that it matches the sidewalk. So it's not like a huge tabletop. It's not going to be like you have to climb up a hill at that corner. But it's going to just make that corner a little bit safer, actually, for pedestrians, because people sometimes drive pretty fast down that part of William Street.
Yeah,
I know that anyone who's been on that corner knows that it's a little scary crossing William when you're on that corner. So it'll make it safer for pedestrians. And then we will have a little bit more room at the corner where the auction block was for the main component, which is a large 19-foot, as of right now, inverted obelisk. So an obelisk is like the Mary Washington Monument, like the Washington Monument in D.C. So picture that upside down, a little bit thicker, and then all in black brick. So it will be kind of thrust into the ground, which it's very cool looking. Please actually come to look at it, because what I'm saying right now is going to sound bananas to most people. And then on the brick is a series of bronze names. We have found around 110 names of people we believe were sold from that corner. And so we will have their names in bronze lettering, along with a really beautiful symbol for the names of people we have not been able to recover. It's stunning, and I'm really excited for people to see it.
Wow, to put names, because we talk about, the slave auction block was there, and it doesn't seem as bad.
Mm-hmm. It seems abstract.
Yeah, you start to put a name to it, and you think that's a family, and that's a person.
You can conjure almost an image of a person experiencing this horrible, horrible transaction. So that's the first element. And at the top of the obelisk, which is inverted, it looks like it's been sliced off. And there's a bronze covering on the top. So the piece that looks like it's been sliced off is actually going to be across the street, diagonal to that corner. And that is where I get to write some interpretive text. So one of people's biggest complaints about the auction block before, the way that it was, is that there was almost no interpretation.
No
contextualization. And so Eto has been very generous to me as somebody who loves writing and loves words. And so I will have a big surface on which to write the auction block's history and also contextualize the whole corner. So those are the two bigger elements. And then the final element is a timeline embedded in the sidewalk. So we are changing the material of the sidewalk leading up to the corner. If you've been at the corner recently, you've probably noticed that there's like a real mishmash of different materials on the corner. There's concrete, there's red brick, there's asphalt. It's kind of messy. And so we're going to redo that so it looks a lot more cohesive and black brick to match the memorial, and then embed bronze placards that have a timeline. One entry for each year the auction block was on the corner. So from roughly 1843 until 2020. And that timeline will have moments from the auction block's history that entire time. But it will also incorporate larger moments in African American history in the United States, like emancipation, for example, in 1865. And then it will also have some other moments from Black history here in Fredericksburg.
Just the imagery of everything. Mm-hmm. It's not the kind of thing that you have to sit down and explain. I mean, you look at it and all of a sudden you get it.
Yeah. And my favorite part of it is it's so open to interpretation. Every person who encounters it, if they're locals, if they're recent newcomers, if they're tourists, every person will have their own experience of this installation based on their own past, on their own minds. And, you know, when I see it, I see things that you probably don't see. And when you see it, you see things I would never even think of.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is its most special quality, because like the auction block, everybody has their own experience of this memorial. And that means that it's always changing. That means no one's ever going to get bored of it. You're going to see something new every single time. And I think it has a lot of longevity.
It really is stunning when you think about it, that you've been able to do something with that with that corner that really tells a story and makes it so personal.
I'm really proud of this project. And, you know, I know people are a little sick of this topic. I get that. You know, I've had people say, why are we still talking about this? We removed it. Let's move on. And I think that's a fair assessment. But at the same time, we still talk about the Battle of Fredericksburg. That happened a long time ago. We still talk about George Washington. He was here a long time ago.
We have all kinds of programs every year. Yeah, you're right.
And that's good. We should be talking about these things. And so I hope that people can think of it as another entry in a kind of essential Fredericksburg story rather than something that they're sick of hearing about. Instead, they're like, okay, this is now a permanent part of how we think about this town. And I have approached this with as much care as possible.
You have.
It is drawn out because I've been so careful. You know, I could have just been like, no, we're not doing anything. Let's move on. But I've given it every inch of brain power that I've had. And I hope that people see that when they come.
No, like I said to you, there just seems to be something missing there right now. Mm-hmm. That's where it was, and you can look at a picture, and that's what was there, and where it has been moved to. You can go see that, but this really, really personalizes that corner.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, even outside of the auction block story, it's going to make that corner more inviting, a better gathering space, and that corner isn't like super popular in terms of people hanging out.
Yeah.
And so we want to make it feel a little bit just more beautiful, more thoughtful, and so that people in our town can also just use it as a gathering space, you know? I also, you know, I haven't talked about this a lot, but I like the way it allows for a more intentional connection between, you know, Herkamp Park and that part of the city, and then further down by the museum and things like that. So it's kind of a unifying thread between that whole street.
Well, and it can become a gathering place if for special programs and things like that.
Absolutely. That's part of our intention. We don't want to just throw the memorial up there, leave it alone, say, we're done.
Yeah.
We hope that every year we have, you know, maybe a ceremony or special events so that people can really commemorate the corner more intentionally.
Yeah, to have a special place like that. I mean, Stafford with their memorial they have for the veterans and that's a gathering place every year, a couple
Absolutely.
Times a year, and you can do that same thing. And boy, just to put names, because we never have really seen that.
Yeah. I had an intern last year who did incredible work in the archive to find these names. And Nancy Moore and the Memorials Advisory Commission has been tasked with verifying those names, because we're not just going to put them on because my intern said they were there, although he's a great guy. and so seeing those names is really powerful.
Yeah.
I was actually just at Woodlawn Plantation, which is near Mount Vernon, and they have a list of the names of the people that were enslaved there, and I saw Sims, S-I-M-S, just like me. And it was just this really intense feeling. They're probably not my ancestor, but just seeing my name up there was really emotional for me.
Can't imagine.
Yeah, it was really emotional. I sent it to my sisters, and both of them were, you know, we had a moment. And so, you know, some of the names that you see on this memorial might be yours. And obviously you're not in that position. Obviously you'll never experience anything like that. But there's a shared humanity that comes from seeing the actual names of people that I think is really important.
Yeah. Gayla Sims, in this morning, we'll talk about this before we get out of here, up again about the meetings, and this show is really the first of many that we'll have to talk about this. I want to switch gears real quick to talk about something that you first talked about on this show a couple years ago, a book you're writing.
Yes, I am.
How's it coming?
Oh my gosh, it's coming. I'm almost done drafting the first draft. It is extremely emotional. It's about Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
It's about this town's history. It's about what it felt like for me to come here, somebody who wasn't from here, and to enter this community that is so magical and special to me. It's about the work we've done collectively over the last couple of years. Sorry, Ted. You know, every time I come here, my mouth wants to be annoying.
It's okay.
it's about what it means to me to be a curator for a community. You know, there's lots of curators at art museums and history museums, mm-hmm. and people use the word curator a lot now. You know, they're like, I curated my music playlist or I curated my closet. And I love that. I think it's awesome that people are using this word a lot so that people think about it. But
I need to start doing that. It'll make me sound more.
People do it a lot. It does make you sound, makes me sound very
educated,
like, fancy and intentional.
Yeah.
I curated my drinks or whatever. Right. But like, I was a curator for a city, and that is a hard thing to do. And so I want to talk about my curatorial career, or I have talked about my curatorial career, how I got here and how the experiences I've had across the country, you know, I'm from California, living in Ohio, living in Texas, have helped me become ready for this job, and how beautiful it has been to get to know so many of you and learn about your lives in this work.
And to be here, Gayla, in some ways, it's such a complex city. Because it's not just, there's, like you say, there's the old, the established, and the new, and the growing, and all you have to do is just walk down William Street from where from the cemetery into the city, and boy, has that changed.
Absolutely. The book is, first and foremost, a celebration of Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
You know, this is a special place. These are some special people, you know, Miss Gay, Miss Eunice, Mr. Holmes, my people. They have treated me so kindly. And this is my gift back to all of you for what you've given me. This is a commemoration, a celebration of Fredericksburg, and a record of some of the stories I've heard and the work that we have done. And I want to make everyone around the world understand how wonderful this place is.
Have you come up with a name yet?
My editor doesn't like my names, which is fair. I'm not always the best at names. But in my head, it's called The Curator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's what I was. I was the curator of African American history, and I hold that title extremely proudly.
And you were involved. We've talked about some of the most important things that you did as far as the auction block, and still doing that. The Living Legacies, just the signs at a lot of historic spots around here that a lot of us who've been around here for a while didn't know were historic spots.
Yes, I'm actually working on a couple new wayside panels. Kate Schwartz from the city contracted me to write a couple more.
Okay.
So I'm working on two right now, which will go near Riverfront Park, which will commemorate Shiloh Baptist Church old site. So we're very close to finalizing the design and the interpretation of those. And so when those are ready to open, I'll let everyone know too.
Do you ever have time to do anything?
I sometimes just sit in my house and stare into space to try to just let my brain rest.
Yeah.
But you know, it's all a pleasure. So
yeah. Wow. So the book itself, when do you, your editor, I guess your editor will determine when that comes out.
Absolutely. So the plan is, I am so close to finishing the first draft. I probably have about 10 pages left, which I keep not being able to write because I'm doing all these other things.
Yeah.
I'm actually hoping to finish it this weekend, and then I'll send the full draft to my editor, and then I'll ask her, you know, what do you think the publication schedule might look like? How long will the editing phase go? I'm also going to share bits and pieces of it with community members here to make sure that I didn't mess any facts up, and also to make sure I don't offend anyone, because all of you are in my book. Joy Crump's in there. You know, the mayor's in there.
Yeah.
Mr. Holmes is in there a lot. Miss Alda White's in there. All y'all are in this book. And so I want to make sure that you're not like, how dare you use my name?
Right.
And so my intention is, again, to get it out there in 2027, so that it is ready for the 2028 300th anniversary.
The curator. I like it. Quick break. We'll come back and talk to the curator one final time and talk. You've mentioned about the 300th anniversary. We'll talk about that and again talk about how you can get involved with the Slave Auction Block Memorial in these meetings. Gayla Sims here, more on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Gayla Sims in this morning from the talked about the Slave Auction Block Memorial, among other things. You have mentioned a little bit about the big 300th anniversary of the city of Fredericksburg. Already things are starting to happen, and I know people are in place to do things, and you're involved in that. I know a few other people have told me they're involved with that.
Yes. I don't know how public everything is yet, but I am on the 300th Commemoration Committee. We've been meeting regularly, and I am so excited. Fredericksburg's gonna been here for 300 years almost.
Right, it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. And I don't know, there's something really poetic about it coming on the tail end of all the work that we've done, especially with Black history over the last couple of years, because my biggest hope, and I think the rest of the committee agrees, is that this 300th commemoration feels like it belongs to everyone in this town. I know that not everyone feels invested in the history of Fredericksburg, and not everyone even feels invested in the current moment of Fredericksburg. And so my big wish is that the 300th anniversary just brings everyone together and makes everyone feel like they're a part of the city. We don't know exactly what we're going to do yet, but I anticipate that the Auction Block Memorial will play a big role in these commemorative events. And then, you know, I'm hoping that my book is also able to, I don't know, bolster whatever we end up planning. But mostly I just wanted to tell people, like, it's coming, 2028. Yeah. Fredericksburg's actual birthday is in March. And just get ready. Just get ready to participate, to show up, to have fun. It's going to be fun also. It's not going to be just like we're going to sit there and just be like, Fredericksburg was founded in this year and blah, blah, blah. It's going to be a good time.
Right.
And I just can't wait. I can't wait to come hang out with everybody.
Fredericksburg tells its history well, as far as what the Park Service provides and what just all these other different things. Mm-hmm. There's, like you say, it's not – history no longer is explained in those kind of –
no
terms, you know, just numbers. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's another chance for you to come in and talk about these kinds of things. Before we get out of here, the Slave Auction Block Memorial, this is the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time to really get involved with this. Mm-hmm. Because, and you've got meetings and chances over the next month to really say what you think.
Absolutely. So again, Monday, January 12th. We have two in-person presentations, one at 4 p.m. at the library, one at 7 p.m. at James Monroe High School. We have another virtual talk on Tuesday, January 20th at 7 p.m. That one will be hosted by the city. And then we will be presenting to City Council in March. If you are interested in following along with our progress, follow the City of Fredericksburg or the Fredericksburg Area Museum on social media. Sign up for their newsletters. And then you can email us at any time at auctionblockmemorial@fredericksburg.gov. Show up, talk to us. We are here. We are available. And if you want to meet Eto, he will be here in person on Monday. He's a great guy with great fashion sense. I really enjoy hanging out with him.
He does have great fashion sense.
Doesn't he?
You're right, you say that.
He dresses like an artist, but like in a very chill, cool way.
Yeah.
I've never told him that. If he hears this, he's going to think I'm a weirdo. That's fine.
I would echo that, too. I never thought of that, but you're right.
He dresses so cool. Come hang out with us. Come chat with us. We are not scary. We are just here to hear from you, and I'm really proud of this project.
And you're open, just like you talked about. I had I did not know that he had a different idea and it wasn't received as well, and he scrapped it and did something. I mean, that to me is just mind-blowing.
Isn't it? It was a very significant moment for me, and it made me so happy that he was the one that we chose.
Yeah. So, I mean, he really cares about this.
He loves Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
He has come here a lot, even when I don't ask him to. He's like, yeah, I'm coming down. I just want to, like, walk around and chat with people, and I'm like, he loves this place just like me.
Yeah. No, that it shows you can come from out of town and, uh-huh. and be accepted and be able to tell a story. So again, a couple of meetings on Monday and right on through March 10th. If you got an idea, you guys are definitely open to hearing.
Yes.
What you've got. Well, Gail, it's great to have you here. Great to see you. And we will talk much more about this and your book and the 300th.
Lots of
things ahead. Thanks.
Thank you.
Gayla Sims, the Slave Auction Block Memorial. Get involved with it. If you've got an idea and want to tell somebody, let them know. That's it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Greenline Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.